MidAmerica Network News. I am Blake Cripps. With all the technology we have these days, it can be hard to help students connect the past with the present. Kansas Historical Society is going to try to do that with Project Archaeology, a workshop offering a unique way to inspire learning. It'll be held from Wednesday to Friday. July 27th is when it starts at the Brown Center Cowley College at the 2nd Street location in Arkansas City. The workshop is designed for educators, focusing on the basics of scientific inquiry using archaeological data. And Governor Sam Brownback, First Lady Mary Brownback, held a foster care month event earlier this week in Kansas. According to the Kansas Department for Children and Families, there are currently 6,636 children in foster care as of February. Mid-America Network News.
Hi, Tom Baudet with news for AARP members. Stay at Motel 6 and get great benefits like a 10% discount, free Wi-Fi, even late checkout on request. Those are a big help because members say they want to travel more. They also say they want to go on cruises. And while we have over 1,200 convenient locations, they don't float, so no help there. Book by calling 855-M6-AARP-0. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This year, I want to grow vegetables I can actually eat.
I talk with Kat about watering in soil. I even suggest that she plant beans because they release nitrates that nourish the soil.
Ace is the place to learn beans really are the magical fruit.
Now through Monday only, print out the coupon at acehardware.com and get 25% off one regular priced item under $50. Offer valid through May 9th at participating stores. Limit one, exclusions apply. See coupon. Must present coupon to redeem offer.
May is Kansas Beef Month, according to a proclamation signed by Governor Sam Brownback. Kansas, home to some of the highest quality cattle in the United States, says the Department of Agriculture, and the state's ranches and feed yards play a key role in the state's agricultural success and economy. Kansas beef industry generates over $9 billion annually. Kansas, home to 6.25 million cattle as of the first of this year. That's more than twice the human population of Kansas at just over 2.9 million. Kansas Department of Agriculture Secretary Jackie McCloskey says Kansas is world-renowned for its beef products.
Kansas is very proud of our beef heritage. We are one of the most important beef states in the country and are known across the globe for the high quality of our beef.
State of Kansas is third in the country in the value of beef and veal exported, $787.7 million as of 2014. The industry supports 48,400 jobs in Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. A jury trial has been scheduled for a man accused of abusing a patient while working at the Beatrice State Developmental Center. The Beatrice Daily Sun reports that 37-year-old Sean Elbing pled not guilty yesterday in Gage County District Court. Another employee told investigators that Elbing punched a patient who tried to bite him last August. A former Saline County Court Assistant Clerk accused of stealing thousands of dollars from the office has pled guilty. The Lincoln Journal Star reports that Jody Rezebeck pled guilty Tuesday to felony theft and attempted forgery. Rezebeck was accused of taking money from the office, including $15,500 to pay a contractor who had done work at her home. A grand jury will not indict anyone in the connection to the killings of the two Nebraska inmates during a prison riot. The Johnson County jury found on April 19th there was not enough evidence. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
At Blue Valley Insurance, we offer a wide variety of insurance products to fit your needs. We have policies for your home, business, or farm. plus automobile coverages for your cars, pickups, trucks, and semis. We also have policies for your toys, such as motorcycles, campers, boats, ATVs, and golf carts. We can custom fit a policy to your lifestyle. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance and invite you to stop by one of our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for an insurance checkup.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A group of military veterans from the area left with chaperones for Marysville Tuesday, en route for the Kansas City airport to board a flight for Washington, D.C. This second honor flight takes military veterans for a tour of war memorials in Washington, D.C. The 41st annual Mother's Day Market will operate Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the Marysville City Park. A record number of vendors will display antiques, novelties, furniture, arts, crafts, flowers, and more. The market has been extended, opening Friday afternoon, continuing Saturday and Sunday at the Marysville City Park. In addition, a number of other activities are planned this weekend. A Mayfest will be featured at Fechester House Museum and Garden Saturday from 10 to noon. The Little Black Dress Alliance will host a Mother's Day Dash at the Blue River Rail Trail on Saturday morning. Pre-register online at Marysville Health and Fitness. Race day registration is at 8. The run starts at 9. Kids under 12 are free with a paid adult. As well, the annual Marysville Junior Senior High Art Show will be featured in the Junior High School Gymnasium, operating Saturday from 9 to 4:30 and Sunday from 9 until 4. Marshall and Washington counties will be represented at the Kansas Sampler Festival this weekend in Winfield. The annual event showcases attractions, events, and activities across Kansas. Blue Rapids community will host citywide garage sales this weekend, Friday and Saturday. In addition, the Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce is hosting a Sloppy Joe Lunch at the Community Center on Saturday, a fundraiser for July 4th fireworks. Farmers Market in Marysville will open for the season on Saturday, May 7th, operating through mid-October. Saturdays from 8 to 11 on the 7th Street corridor, just north of Broadway in downtown Marysville. Vendors must register with Marysville Sport and Recreation. For details, phone 562-6818.
Carlos Arroyo of Belleville, formerly of Axtell, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the National Cemetery at Leavenworth, Monday. Visitation Friday, noon until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Carlos Arroyo.
Mark Lamoureux, age 97, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending for a memorial service at a later date for Mark Lamoureux of Waterville.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, fried chicken, mashed potato and gravy, a roll, Brussels sprouts, and apple cake. Monday's menu, Italian chicken, rice, wheat bread, broccoli, grapefruit, and ice cream. Check of a school and community calendar, Marysville Junior High track meet at Concordia this afternoon. High school baseball team will host Beloit. Softball team will host Riley County. KNDY News time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jason Wheeler, and I'm with our local Kiwanis, and we're having our annual radio day on Monday. We would love to have you with us all day. We'll be on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Please listen.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, beautiful day all across the central upper parts of the Midwest, as we have a high pressure system just to our southeast. But it does look like as we head throughout the rest of this Friday, this high pressure system will kind of move off towards the south. And we do have a cold front that will sweep across the central and upper parts of the Midwest as we head through late tonight and into the weekend, bringing us some showers and thunderstorms possible. Good news is we'll still see see those temperatures in the lower 80s for Friday today and into Saturday. Then cooler temperatures as we head towards Sunday and Monday back down into the mid-70s. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Friday, sunny, high near 83. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 59. Tomorrow, sunny, then increasing clouds, a chance of storms in the afternoon, high of 81. Saturday night, we'll continue the chance of storms, low near 56 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early May 73, record high on this date 97 in 1940. The average low 51, the record low is 32 in 1944. Sunset this evening at 8:20, sunrise in the morning at 6:17. Sunny skies, 48 degrees, highs topping 80 today, and a warm weekend ahead. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 6th of May. KNDY News Time, 717. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Mother's Day is a time to feel loved and appreciated. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville will help you honor your mother. Willow Tree Angels are the perfect way to celebrate mom with the mother-daughter figurine, the Way We Are Three figurine celebrating that new mom in your life, or the Quietly Mother and Children, which captures the quiet moments with mom. If you're looking for something that sparkles, All Mikasa Crystal is 25% off just in time for Mother's Day. Moms make life good, and Reflections Hallmark makes shopping for mom even better. What does every mother want for Mother's Day? You'll find it at RX Drugstore in downtown Marysville. They're the experts in fragrance. With a wide selection of perfumes, you're sure to find the right one for your mom. They also have candles and sachets in a variety of scents. They're also the experts in kitchen linens, from towels to washcloths to napkins, with colors and prints that will complement any decor. You trust RX with your pharmacy needs. You can trust them for your Mother's Day shopping, too. Make mom happy and shop at RX Drugstore in downtown Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The 2016 Hard Red Winter Wheat Tour wrapped up, saw better than calculated yields, disease pressure lower than expected, and some of the best weather so far this spring. The three-day average, 48.6 bushels an acre. That's a 13-bushel increase from last year. The official tour projection for total production of hard red winter wheat in Kansas, 382.4 million bushels. That number calculated based on the average estimated prediction from tour participants who gathered information from 655 fields across the state. Now, the crop is 10 days to 2 weeks ahead of schedule, but harvest won't begin for another 30 to 45 days, and a whole lot can happen during that time, and none of it could be good, as the wheat still needs some additional moisture, cool temperatures as well, to realize a big yield. The last time the yield reached 48 bushels an acre, 2003, but that time there were 10.5 million acres planted to wheat. Now, planted acres this year, the lowest since 1957 at 8.5 million. This year's tour hosted 78 participants from across the globe, and 20 vehicles traveled around the state of Kansas into Oklahoma and Nebraska as well. Well, more than 800,000 acres of farmland enrolled in the Conservation Reserve Program in the latest sign-up period. Ag Secretary Vilsack announced the enrollment figure for the program's 49th sign-up period. The program pays farmers to idle marginally productive land to enhance conservation efforts. He says the program provides nearly $2 billion annually to landowners, and over the past 30 years, CRP created major environmental improvements throughout the countryside. The most recent sign-up was one of the most selective, according to USDA. As of March 2016, 23.8 million acres enrolled in the CRP. 1.7 million acres, though, are set to expire this fall. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning, I'm Craig Mead. Well, the amount of the United States that is considered under drought is getting smaller.
1 month ago, drought coverage in the contiguous U.S. moved up due to drying conditions in the Plain States and eastern U.S. But USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says a series of April showers has reversed that trend.
U.S. drought coverage has dipped below 15%, currently stands at 14.56%. That is down 2.15 percentage points from a month ago.
Rippey says Northern California continues to experience incremental improvements from long-term drought. And even though Southern California has entered a fifth year in drought for the Golden State as a whole,
we still see approximately 90% of the state in drought. That's down from 97% as recently as early March.
Rippey adds U.S. agriculture greatly benefited from the April showers in much of the country, particularly in the winter wheat belt, as the precipitation has greatly improved the condition of those crops. I'm Ron Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Taking a look at soil temperatures this morning, finally beginning to warm up just a tiny bit. We're looking at low to mid-50s across most of the state of Nebraska. Believe it or not, we've got a pocket of upper 50s in the far north central sections of the state. In Kansas, looking at low 50s in the eastern two-thirds of the state, mid-50s, maybe a couple of spots upper 50s in the western one-third of the state. All three of the Oklahoma Panhandle counties check in this morning at 56 and 57 degrees. 55 and 56 degrees is the 4-inch 7 a.m. soil temperature across the remainder of the northern tier of counties in Oklahoma. Slowly beginning to warm up as far as soil temperatures are concerned. Ag News Soil Temperature Report, Mid-America Ag Network.
Beef is easy to love because it tastes so great, but it's also a naturally nutrient-rich source of 10 essential nutrients. Evidence shows that protein plays an important role in maintaining healthy weight, building muscle, and fueling physical activity. May is Beef Month, so stock up now for your great summer grilling season. Beef, it's what's for dinner. This May Beef Month message brought to you by Capel Sales, your cattle feeding equipment professionals, specializing in vertical mixtures and feedlot delivery boxes, as well as the entire Premier Forage equipment line. In Dodge City, call for more information at 866-649-7778. Isn't it great that a food you crave can be so good for you as well? Beef is easy to love because it tastes so great. But did you know that there are 29 cuts of beef that meet government guidelines for lean? Each one contains less than 10 grams of total fat, 4.5 grams or less of saturated fat, and less than 95 milligrams of cholesterol per 3.5 ounce servings. May is Beef Month, so go lean with protein and buy beef. It's what's for dinner. This May Beef message brought to you by WIC Buildings.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture, of course. Some people are fighting the rights of farmers to farm the way they want. The latest battleground is Oklahoma. I'll tell you what's going on in the Sooner State after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at barnesandnoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to maxarmstrongbook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's maxarmstrongbook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, maxarmstrongbook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, maxarmstrongbook.com.
All eyes are on Oklahoma. That's how one man involved in the battle over Oklahoma's right to farm amendment sees it. This November, voters will decide whether Oklahoma's agriculture is a vital economic sector that has to be safeguarded by the state constitution. For advocates, it's all about protecting a fundamental right of Americans to farm their land. For opponents, it's about big business, pollution, and puppy mills. Joe Maxwell is political director for the Humane Society Legislative Fund, which is fighting the proposal. He says if we win here and defeat it, we could throw cold water on a very hot fire and influence what's going on in other states. The language in Oklahoma's proposed amendment may seem innocuous and tug at America's rural heartstrings, but critics like Maxwell contend it is a Trojan horse for agriculture companies and could lead to environmental devastation. By placing a right to farm in the state constitution, critics say it could supersede state rules on items like pesticides, pollution, and the treatment of livestock, letting big industrialized farms sow destruction and trample smaller family farms that cannot compete with them. Opponents also fear the measure could allow puppy mills and cockfighting to operate unchecked, because those enterprises could claim that they are existing agriculture ventures that are protected by the amendment. Supporters say that's all nonsense and counter that the proposal, called State Question 777, would protect farmers from burdensome regulations and frivolous lawsuits, creating a healthy environment for investment in agriculture. Michael Kelsey is executive vice president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. He supports the measure, and he says agriculture deserves extra protection so our farmers and ranchers can continue to produce affordable, abundant food. Critics argue that Oklahoma's proposal would go even further, barring lawmakers from enacting any measure that hurts the rights of farmers and ranchers without first demonstrating a compelling state interest to do so. But the organization Protect Oklahoma Family Farmers, one of the leading supporters of this amendment, said the measure would in no way hand farmers a blank check. Michael Kelsey of the Cattlemen's Association says we can live without electricity, we can live without gasoline, but no one can live without food. Because of this, we feel agriculture deserves extra protection. Back after this.
If you've got a newer truck or tractor, you may need a newer diesel fuel. That's because newer engines operate under such extreme heat and pressure, they can actually cook your fuel, causing power loss, clogged filters, even engine failure. The solution is simple. Cenex Premium Diesel, with a special additive package formulated for the rugged demands of today's diesel engines. Want better running equipment? Get a better running diesel.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 48 degrees, sunny skies this morning, highs topping 80 today, again tomorrow, chance of scattered thunderstorms late Saturday, late Sunday.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America, the men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. The Royals had the night off. Let's get you some other Major League Baseball scores. The Chicago Cubs have taken game one of a four-game set that pits the National League's top two teams. The Cubs won for the eighth time in nine games, 5-2 over Washington. Rookie Trevor Story's 11th home run for the season sparked Colorado's team 13-run explosion in the fifth inning of a 17-7 pounding of San Francisco. San Diego won over the New York Mets 5-3. Jaime Garcia combined with two relievers on a five-hitter, and Stephen Piscotty hit a two-run double as the Cardinals blanked Philadelphia 4-0 in St. Louis. Cincinnati roughed up Milwaukee 9-5, and the Red Sox won over the White Sox 7-3 in Chicago. I'm Stephanie Austin.
U.S. Custom Harvesters is an association of the professional custom harvesters serving the needs of the American farmer. U.S. Custom Harvesters is a dues-funded, nonprofit membership organization primarily consisting of individual grain and forage harvesters, as well as related businesses like equipment manufacturers, implement dealers, insurance companies, and farm-related businesses. U.S. Custom Harvesters, we harvest the crops that feed the world. Become a member of our Kansas-based organization today by visiting www.uschi.com.
At Kansas Ethanol and Lyons, we're making more than just ethanol. With our co-product, Distiller's Grain, we're making the first 100% Distiller's Grain range cube. It won't crumble and can be fed on the ground without high wastage or wind losses. With calving season here, our Distiller's Grain calf creep tubs are easy. Throw up three panels with a small calf opening and you're done. Calf Creek pellets are available too. So call Kansas Ethanol today for pricing. Kansas Ethanol, Lyons, Kansas, 620-257-2300.
NASCAR has decided that Talladega's Super Speedway won't be an elimination race in next year's championship chase. The Alabama track swapped its date with Kansas Speedway in the most significant change to the 2017 schedule released yesterday. Talladega had been the third race in the second round of the chase for the Sprint Cup Championship, to the frustration of many drivers. The race is often unpredictable, and drivers didn't like their title chances depending on that event. A person familiar with the situation tells the Associated Press that the Kansas City Chiefs and second-round draft pick Chris Jones have agreed to terms on a contract. This person spoke on the condition of anonymity yesterday because the team had not announced the deal. The Chiefs traded away their first-round pick last weekend, so Jones was the first selection with the 37th overall pick. I'm Stephanie Austin. That's your sports report.